Dust off your Book of Concord and let's start reading. Beginning Sunday, September 1st, we're going to have a new 9-month Bible study on the Book of Concord. We'll be taking a look a bit at the history as well as the documents that are included in the Book of Concord and quite a bit of the theology. I've included a reading guide that you can follow. There's actually two charts. Chart one is for those that have Tappert or Kolb, or if you're using the English only of the Triglotta, sometimes called the Monoglot, or the Concordia, the Reader's Guide. That's found on chart one. For those of you that have one of the other translations in chart two, not only do I have Tappert and Kolb, I also have the Triglotta, Jacob's Edition, Hankel, and D. Bekentnisschriften. So get those reading guides out. We'll start our Bible study on September 1st on Sunday, but the reading guide already started on August 13th. I pretty well put Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days a week, and we'll be taking breaks for pretty well with the school year, breaks off for Christmas and Thanksgiving and some of those. The readings aren't the exact same length. I've just tried to divide it up just a little bit thematically. So take a look at those. In order to encourage you in your study of the Book of Concord, let me give you a quotation from the Concordia Triglotta, page 3. I quote, "The Lutheran Church differs from all other churches in being essentially the church of the pure word and unadulterated sacraments. Not the great number of her adherents, not her organizations, not her charitable and other institutions, not her beautiful customs and liturgical forms, etc., but the precious truths confessed by her symbols in perfect agreement with the Holy Scriptures constitute the true beauty and rich treasures of our church, as well as the never-failing source of her vitality and power. Wherever the Lutheran Church ignored her symbols or rejected all or some of them, there she always fell an easy prey to her enemies. But wherever she held fast to her God-given crown, esteemed and studied her confessions, and actually made them a norm and standard of her entire life and practice, there the Lutheran Church flourished and confounded all her enemies. Accordingly, if Lutherans truly love their church and desire and seek her welfare, they must be faithful to her confessions and constantly be on their guard lest anyone rob her of her treasure."